You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Welcome, welcome, welcome back to Civic Media Mid-Mornings here on the Civic Media Radio Network. My name is Greg Bach. I'm your host, your buddy, your pal, your confidant. You can tell me anything. I won't tell a single soul. Your secrets are safe with me. We are here rocking it through the next hour. We're here till 11 o'clock, but don't go anywhere because after we are done, great show still ahead. We've got Tom Hartman from 11 to 2. We got John and Gordy from 2 to 5, and then Pete Schwabo with Nightlight. Today, let's see, Pete is speaking to Lion's Mouth Bookstore in Green Bay. Their owners, Jordan and Amy, will be on the show. And then Kristen Leidy, who is an amazing comedian and union organizer here in Wisconsin, will all be on Nightlight with Pete Schwabo. So don't go anywhere. Keep it here. Get the Civic Media app. Download it. You can listen to programs all over the state. You can text, call, leave a voice message. Got that as well. You can customize it to what you want to hear. And what's perfect about it is that it's absolutely free. Put it on your device, put it on your phone, your tablet. That way you can always keep up with Civic Media. And you can get weather reports too, because it's still winter, it's still cold, and we want you to be prepared. So get the Civic Media app on your phone, on your device. Keep up with us. Take us anywhere in the world. We'd love to have you tag along because it's great to always have friends who are here for the discussion. But after the 10:30 news, we're going to be talking about how are you still winterizing your life? What are you still doing for your car, for your home, for yourself to make sure you're keeping it yourself warm and prepared before we hit that inevitable thaw, which will be hopefully sooner than later, but we'll see. But yeah, let us know. Put it in the comments, live stream, text it to us. We'd love to hear from you. And then a handy tip from Greg to round out the show. And then we'll be good. And then we'll be back before you know it, having a great discussion. And we're having a discussion now with our next guest, who is the host of The Chad Holmes Show, which you can catch on WXCO. So here's how it works. By the way, the host of The Chad Holmes Show is Chad Holmes. Welcome, Chad Holmes. Good morning, Chad. How are you doing? He's on mute again. Yeah.
It's like the old days.
Yeah.
I tell you, I mean, when I get on these as a guest, I just lose my mind.
But it's like when you watch late night talk shows, and they have a late night talk show host, a guest, and you just can't see them navigate the world of being the interviewee. It's very fun to watch. But Chad, you are the host of the Chad Holmes Show, which is back on the air. You are on from 8 to 9 on WXCO, and then the entire show 8 to 10 is online on YouTube. Correct?
Yeah, I actually enjoyed hearing you try to explain that last week.
Thank you. Honestly, like, as I'm explaining it, I remember that moment because I'm like, you are doing a terrible job right now. But you can hear the entire show on YouTube. You can catch the first hour on Civic Media. You can always get the app. You can stream it on the air from wherever you are in the world. And then just go to your computer and turn on the rest and you'll be good to go.
Yeah, basically the first hour is like normal, just 8:06 till 9 o'clock here on WXCO. You can tune in on the radio on WXCO.fm, on the Civic Media app, mobile devices, whatever they may be. And then because myself and my engineer have more things to talk about, we just stay on. And you said YouTube is in the first hour, and then we stay on YouTube for the second hour. Mm-hmm. And you can also tune in on WXCO.fm and the Civic Media app, WXCO tab on the Sports 2 stream, which we will have to change at some point because we just want to call it the Stream 2 thing. But it's on the Sports 2 stream as well. And then, of course, we put it all together as a podcast. So after 10 o'clock, we will put up the podcast each and every day, and you can listen to it at your convenience that way as well.
To quote Rick Moranis in the movie Spaceballs, everybody got that? So, Chad, you're back on the air, and you're talking about everything that is the community, and that's something that I really, you know, I talked about last week, and I spoke about you this morning, which is you are very dialed into the Northwoods, specifically Wausau community, what's going on, not just the news and politics, but you also are you cover the sports, local high school, those types of things. And we spoke to Isabella Nieto last week about her work she's doing in Wausau as well. Let's just start the big grand picture about Wausau. Like, you know, what goes on in Wausau is important to what happens in Wisconsin. And just tell us about what you're seeing in the community right now.
Man, that's a rather big question to start things off.
Because yeah, I know. Well, okay, Wausau, fine. Listen, what's your favorite color, Chad?
I know. No. Wausau is a very interesting place. Yeah. And actually, I was talking a little bit earlier. We had a guest on. By the way, I gotta share really quickly.
Yeah, go ahead.
You know, one of the what's the worst thing about us starting a show day is being off the air.
Mm-hmm.
And we had technical difficulties this morning, So we did not get on the air for a while. And the good folks in Madison, I was able to reach out, and it took them a little while to figure out why we could not get connected here in our studio. Mm-hmm. And ultimately, we got going. So that was like, and I had a guest coming in, and it's like, I go out there, sorry, we're having some technical difficulties here.
Yeah.
And it was a gentleman who was talking about a big event going on through the Wausau Conservatory of Music. And I was talking to him, and also talking to my producer, and I think there's a little microcosm of what you're trying to ask me about,
yeah,
is that Wausau is a community that I think in some ways is like a bigger city, but in other ways like a smaller city.
Mm-hmm.
It has a lot of things that we are very fortunate not to have to travel to Minneapolis or Madison or Milwaukee, yeah, or even Green Bay for. And yet at the same time, I don't think we're losing that small town feel to it, yeah, as well. I mean, we have a wonderful venue of the Grand Theater that brings in Broadway level productions, and they are in the midst of raising money for a redo, a mm-hmm. renovation starting in May. They'll be closed down actually from May until, I believe, early November for this $17 million renovation project. Yeah. And it's just wonderful. And we have the conservatory. And I was saying to my guests, I said, you know, it's amazing that folks here that have that love of music don't have to leave the community mm-hmm. to get that extra training, that you have the ability here to get the things that you could get, say, in your part of the state, and not have to travel multiple hours and leave the community to find a lot of these things. So in that case, and also I think that we are, especially the Wausau metro area, I call Wausau, Rothschild, Schofield, Weston, Cronin-Wetter, mm-hmm. they're all connected.
Yeah.
It's not just Wausau, it's connected. And it's very much a microcosm of the state of Wisconsin. It is very much I would call a purple area. It is very much a place that can go either way. As you get outside of that in Marathon County, it gets very red very quickly. So mm-hmm. again, that skews the county a little bit. But I think in a lot of ways, we are a microcosm. We have the same concerns that folks have throughout the state of Wisconsin. I think that we expect our elected officials to be present for us. I think we ask a lot of our elected officials, and I think that we get a lot from our elected officials for the most part as well.
And, you know, I want to dive into that a little bit more as far as the politics of Wausau, as just far as like who represents you and what's going on. But really quick, I think one of the beautiful things about Wisconsin, even when you go to a place like Milwaukee, Madison, or Green Bay, or Appleton, even though those would be considered the big cities of the state, by measure of coverage or how people understand a big city, we're still all smaller cities. Like Milwaukee is half a million people or so. Like that's nothing compared to other cities. And it's a big city here in Wisconsin, but it still has, I feel like every big city here in Wisconsin still has small town feel to it, because there's still that small town attitude and that tradition. Even if there are a half a million people there, it's still like, oh, you know, the things. And that's why, and I think that's why it's important to talk about what's happening in Wausau, because I think that translates to what's happening all over the state. And when you talk about the politics, I mean, Wausau is almost indicative of the country, because you had Wausau who had Mayor Katie Rosenberg, who was a liberal firestorm. Like she made her bones on social media and became very, very popular. And then they switched to Doug Dinney, who is a conservative. So like it shows that like the people of that community, their attitudes and opinions can shift. And it sort of reflects what happened in this country in 2016 and 2024. So, I just think it's very interesting, and I think people should pay more attention to what's happening in your neck of the woods.
I think, and actually, Katie Rosenberg came here last mm-hmm. week. It was the first time that we'd had a chance to talk to her since she had lost the election.
Yeah.
She basically intentionally stepped away and did not want to come in and talk in a long-form way with mm-hmm. me until this didn't want to, you know, be one of those, like, you know, when Trump lost, he never went away.
Yeah.
I think that you may not like what the result is, but you have to respect what the result is. And I think that she was ready to recharge a little bit. But as part of the discussion, we mentioned, and I mentioned to her, that election in the spring of 2024 was a bit of a bellwether for what we saw, not just in Wisconsin, but throughout the country and even throughout the world, that I would say left-leaning incumbents had a very tough go of it in 2024 worldwide.
Yeah.
And she agreed with that, and that it was like one of those early indicators that, hey, maybe there is something here that says something bigger than just what the vote is within our community.
And I think, too, and if you're just joining us on Civic Media Mid-Mornings, we're talking to Chad Holmes, who is the host of the Chad Holmes Show. To find out more, go to WXCOFM.com as far as tuning in, because he's both on the air and online. But check out the show from 8 to 10, Monday through Friday. I think that
Greg, real quick, WXCO.FM.
Oh, sorry, my mistake. WXCO. So many radio stations. Thank you for correcting me. And we can talk about this on the other side of the break. We can talk about the fact that, like the election in Wausau, and reflecting directly of what the attitude was here in the country, but also the behaviors of the mayor reflecting the attitudes of the people in power at the federal level, specifically to one big incident that took place in 2024, where, you know, he got himself into some hot water for what I think was a big stunt, but went really wrong and got a lot of attention regarding a ballot box. But I want to talk more about that moment, and then just other things, especially the discussions you're having with the gubernatorial candidates who are coming through, because I'm seeing them all come to WXCO, and I think that's great, because I think it's important for those candidates to make sure that the Northwoods know that they're thinking of them, because I feel like folks in that area of Wisconsin tend to believe the politicians don't really pay attention, and that's not true. But that's more with Chad Holmes on the other side of that break. But yeah, I mean, I think that when it comes to the conversations that you guys are having up there and the stories that you guys are covering, once again, we talked to Isabel Nieto last week about just a referendum in Wausau to fund firefighters. I mean, that I feel like reflects a lot of what's happening in different communities as far as, you know, lack of funding, how cuts to shared revenue, cuts by the federal government have to be applied, and who is seeing which services cut and how that's going to affect people. And I think that firefighters referendum is also a big deal that I wanted to make sure people knew about.
Oh, absolutely. And it also goes back to when you make decisions on who's going to lead your government.
Exactly.
It has significant consequences because the way that Katie Rosenberg went about that issue, and the way that Doug Dinney goes about that issue, and generally in terms of filling some of these positions, are diametrically different.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of people don't think that deeply. And again, I shouldn't make a blanket statement, but sometimes, you know, the whole idea of the feel is one thing that they try to do. So again,
And that's all part of that conversation we're going to have over the coming year in this election season, which strap in, the midterms are coming and you can't stop it. So might as well be informed and do that by staying on Civic Media. We are on Civic Media Mid-Mornings. My name is Greg Bach, talking to Chad Holmes, host of the Chad Holmes Show. More to come after the break. Grab some water, grab some snacks. You're listening. Stay tuned and stay informed.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Welcome back to Civic Media Mid-Mornings here on the Civic Media Radio Network. My name is Greg Bach. I'm your host, your buddy, your pal, your best bud. And you're joining us today. You're sharing time. We're here until 11 o'clock this morning. We want you to be part of the conversation. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Leave a comment on the live stream. We are live streaming on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform we still call Twitter after the 10:30 news. How are you winterizing your life still in these last few weeks of the cold weather? Can always use tips, hacks, advice, whatever you want to tell us. How do you take care of yourself during these wintry months as we slowly move out of the groundhog shadow into springtime? But we're talking about that coming up in a little bit. But right now we're speaking to our buddy, Mr. Chad Holmes, host of the Chad Holmes Show, from 8 to 10 online, from 8 to 9 on the air. To find out more, go to WXCO.FM for details, but it's a great show every single day, Monday through Friday. Talking about how Wausau is a microcosm of the state, and I believe the country right now when it comes to political choices, the landscape, and how people are interpreting our candidates. And, you know, one of the things we talked about was the fact that he's not newly elected, but he is the latest mayor in Wausau. Doug Denny was the center of attention on a stunt he pulled where he decided to relocate a drop box for ballots at City Hall, and he got in a lot of trouble, and they went through ethics meetings. And talk more about that. I gave a little brief overview, but I mean, I feel like this was a major story that I don't think a lot of people were talking about.
One of the odd aspects of this story that baffles me to this point, and yeah. I mean, I can talk a lot about how we got here, but I want to talk about where we are now.
Yeah.
Because you know, a couple weeks ago, Josh Call was in Wausau, so mm-hmm. he came by here and we had a discussion. Before we started, I wanted to make sure whether or not he could talk about this, because mm-hmm. I know sometimes you can't talk about the ongoing investigations, because frankly, I have not heard anything at all concerning the DOJ investigation into this.
Yeah.
And that they had special counsel, and the special counsel is Josh Call's opponent in the race for state attorney general. And Tony is the...
Yes.
I forget what his first name is off the top of my head. But I asked him, oh, can we talk? Oh, no, I can't talk about a ongoing investigation. How do we get into this situation where it's been... We're coming up on a year and a quarter, year and a half.
Mm-hmm.
And they're investigating. And it was like all in broad daylight. It was not a hidden aspect of what was going on here. Why does it take so long for those with political influence and those that may have economic influence, whatever you may be, it just seems to take such a long time to get to the bottom of an issue that should have been pretty more straightforward. And that frustrates me. I just find this to be odd that we are still trying to figure out, because one thing that I talk about on the program over the years is that, because now we're into the second year of talking about this, yeah. is that there should be accountability.
Yes.
A lot of the folks who are supporters of Doug Denny are saying, oh, you want him to be impeached. You want him to be removed from office. No, I don't want him impeached. I don't want him removed from office. Mainly. but I don't expect that. And I have no problem with, but I would like him to acknowledge what he did was wrong. I would like to see some acknowledgement from the state DOJ that what he did was wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, accountability seems to be lost. And we saw that with Trump over the years. Why do certain people get this benefit of the doubt where it's like they're looking for some way to just kick this down the road and not have us worry about it? And it really bugs me quite a bit. And even the whole ethics committee aspect of it that went on and on and on. Mm-hmm. Everything goes so slowly when it comes to certain people. But boy, if you're the average citizen who went over there and tried to haul away a Dropbox, I'm guessing that justice would have been handed out in a much swifter way.
Well, I mean, there's a gentleman, I think in Muskego, who just wrote something in chalk out in front of a post office, and they went after him immediately, issued tickets, arrested him again. I mean, that's accountability is out the window for certain people in power. And the gentleman's name is Eric Tony. And I don't disagree with you. And the thing is like when it comes to the impeachment or the consequences, I want the consequences to take place if evidence is found that wrongdoing, like once the process is done, due process, then we go from there. It's not just an automatic get rid of him. It's no, let's find out what happened. And then we come up with a solution. And if that solution means removal, then fine. If it's a censure, if it's a slap on, I mean, whatever. But like, yes, there needs to be accountability, transparency, a process, and then a viable outcome that affects the community, I think, for the positive. But yeah, I don't disagree with you. I don't disagree with you at all. Really quick, we only have about 2 minutes left. Gubernatorial candidates coming through Wausau. What are you, anything interesting at this point? Or is it too early to tell? Just saying, hello, I'm here. Can't wait to meet you at the coffee shop.
Well, actually, it's very interesting because during the course of this discussion, these discussions, there's a person that I know here from Wausau who's a teacher and also a member of some organization that was down in Madison. And he was down in Madison one day and he sent me a note and saying, well, what question? Because he had some meetings with folks down there. Mm-hmm. What question would you want to ask? Blah, blah, blah. And he was talking about how they're anxious to make an endorsement. I said, no, it's way too early to be making an endorsement. There's so much we don't know yet. So basically what been trying to do here is almost introductory conversations for the people in this area because I don't think a lot of people know David Crowley that well. I don't think a lot of people know Fran Hong that well. I don't think a lot of people know some of these candidates, Missy Hughes, which frankly, I didn't know a lot about Missy Hughes as she came in. So again, just giving us an opportunity to get to know these people and not just go based strictly on name recognition. So I think that's one of the things that we're trying to do. I bring Isabella in because sometimes I can be a little less journalistic than maybe she is. And she asked some really good questions and just find out a little bit more about some of the basics. And then as we continue, because we got till August before the primary, learn more.
Stay here for those conversations because it's going to be going out through the rest of the year. We'll be hearing from these candidates who frankly want the job. And do you want to hire them? And this is your time to get to know them. So keep it locked here on Civic Media throughout the year. We'll be having these discussions with our friends, our colleagues, as well as the candidates. Chad Holmes is the host of the Chad Holmes Show on WXCO. Chad, thank you so much for being here this morning. I can't wait to talk to you again.
Thank you, Greg.
All right, when we come back, how are you winterizing your life? Civic Media Mid-Mornings. Stay tuned. Stay close. Welcome back to Civic Media Mid-Mornings. My name is Greg Bach, your host, your buddy, your pal. For right now, you're everything, I hope, because I'm hoping you're doing well on this wonderful Monday morning. The weather is getting warmer-ish. This Groundhog's Day where the groundhog saw his shadow, which means 6 more weeks of winter, which pretty sure on a calendar year just is always the thing, but that's why we're here. You know, guys in top hats in Pennsylvania held up a groundhog to the world and said, shadow, winter. But yeah, you're here with us. We're here until 11 o'clock. After we're done, don't go anywhere. We've got Tom Hartman from 11 to 2. We've got John and Gordy from 2 to 5. And then I think I misspoke on guest for Pete Schwabe with Nightlight. So you'll just have to tune in with who he has on the show. We're going to make that a secret. Tune in tonight from 5 to 8. If you don't catch the shows live, you can always go to civicmedia.us/shows. Find the program of your choice. Download episodes. Listen to them whenever you would like. Catch up. You can also subscribe to those shows, this show, as a podcast. Very, very simple. Go to wherever you get your podcast and you can subscribe. You can usually choose to have it automatically downloaded to your device. And then what will happen, at least with this show, is you will get 2 episodes per day, first hour and second hour. Listen to them at your leisure. Enjoy the conversation. Let me know what you think. You can always get in touch with me, greg.bach@civicmedia.us. Greg.bach, B-A-C-H, like the composer, at civicmedia.us. And of course, if you feel like we're doing a great job, give us a 5-star review because that 5-star review helps people see us in the searches. It makes our visibility better. And if you don't think we're doing a 5-star job, email me. Let me know what we could do different. Please be nice. I'm a fragile human being. But these are all great ways to stay in touch with us, all great ways to stay up to speed with what's going on with the network and our shows because we have so many great programs here. Calvin, how you doing this morning? You were doing great, but you're now we're almost 2 hours in. We're warmed up. We're ready to go. What's going on, my friend? How are you feeling this? How are you feeling about the news of Punxsutawney Phil seeing his shadow and thus making it? Because this is how it works. This is how weather works because of the groundhog seeing a shadow. We now just officially have 6 more weeks of winter.
Yeah, you know, I'm disappointed, but I don't blame him.
No. I blame the sun.
Yes.
If the sun was away, if the sun was hidden, this wouldn't be the problem, and it would be springtime tomorrow, I think. I think that's how it works, is if he doesn't see a shadow, then spring just officially starts tomorrow, correct?
I think.
Yeah, that's how it works. Okay. But we do have about 42 more days of winter, 5-6 weeks left. Doesn't mean that on the 43rd day or 44th day, it's immediately going to become springtime feeling, warmer weather, thawing. I was alive to see snowstorm in May. So, But my question is, with these few weeks, how are you still winterizing your life? What do you do when you winterize your home? What do you do to winterize your car or yourself? Tips, thoughts, ideas on this. We'd love to hear from you. 855-752-4842. 855-75-CIVIC is the number, whether you're calling or texting. If you got the Civic Media app, you can call, text, leave a voice note. Tell us how you are winterizing your life in the last few weeks of this chilly, chilly time. I think I am a homeowner. I feel like in the timeline of owning a home, I've owned my home for a relatively short time, a little less than like 3.5 years. And so I still feel like there's a lot of learning to do. So this is as much about me as it is for other people, but tips, hacks, things you do to make sure your house is protected from the weather and from the winter. One thing I had to learn very quickly is that I have to cover up my air conditioning unit, which I'm sure a lot of you are sitting there going, well, yeah, of course you do. I didn't know that. I always lived in places where it was someone else's job. Now it's my job. And I actually spent more time than I care to admit shopping for an air conditioning cover because I wanted to make sure I got a good one. But that's just part of the plan when it comes to winterizing your home. Calvin, do you help with any of that stuff at your house? Like when you're getting ready for the winter or you make checking things, filters, whatnot?
No, now that you're saying that out loud, I don't think we cover our air conditioner.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I mean, we've never had any problems.
Knock on wood. No, you're good. That's it. It's like,
yeah.
Yeah.
We shovel our driveway. Mm-hmm. We don't really do anything special.
Gotcha. Well, one thing we were looking at too was a story here from the mutualbenefitgroup.com. It's on mutualbenefitgroup.com. And these are things mainly for the car. And we talked about this, I think, last week or the week before. And it said, you know, you should always winterize your car early, wash the car, apply. I didn't know this. Apply a layer of high quality wax that creates a barrier for your car and the elements. I feel like I'm giving these tips to people like 4 months too late. But I didn't know. I've never heard anyone say wax your car before the winter. Says wash your car regularly. And that's the thing. Ever since you and I talked about this as far as washing the car during the winter, I've heard more people talk about yes versus no. Like, you got to wash your car regularly. Do not wash your car during the winter. Only wash it at this weather. Never wash it at that weather. And I didn't realize what a completely, you know, very opinionated topic this is. And I personally feel, for me, that I just wash my car once a month just to get all the gunk off. So that way I'm not washing 5 months of gunk off in March versus, you know, little by little when I can, because it's just, I think that helps your car's body, keeps it from the rusting, especially the underbody portion where, I mean, sees all the salt, all the wet, all the gross, nasty stuff. I just think that's, good practice. It says here, I think it's funny, is that avoid driving before and after snowstorms. Well, yeah, I think that's something we'd all love to do, but sometimes you don't have a choice. Don't drive across snow-covered roads. Sometimes you do not have a choice. And I think this is interesting too. It says fix any minor damage prior to winter, and that scratches, chips, rust spots. I think I'm very guilty of that, where things that were on my old car, rust spots that were in summertime, small dings, the next year or the year after became much, much bigger. So yeah. What do you do to winterize your life here in the last few weeks of winter? Or do you still do as a practice? Tips, hacks, things like that. Love to hear from you. 855-752-4842. 855-75-CIVIC. We found out from Calvin, they do nothing in the Butenhof home. They shovel their driveway and that's all they do. Learning nothing from you guys. Peter from New London, listening on WISS, Wisconsin's groundhog, Sun Prairie Jimmy predicted an early spring. Wait, what? Calvin, Sun Prairie Jimmy. Have you ever heard of this in your life, Calvin?
I have not heard of Sun Prairie Jimmy. I have heard of local groundhogs, though, so I'm not totally surprised.
Because, I mean, as soon as, first of all, Peter, thank you so much for reaching out. If you see my Uncle Charlie, Charlie Bach in New London, tell him I say hi and I miss him. As soon as I saw that, I realized something. You know, if the sun is shining in Punxsutawney, Punxsutawney, might not be shining here. So, okay. Jimmy, Sun Prairie Jimmy is the local Wisconsin, and this is the 78th annual. How does Punxsutawney get all the play? 78 years they've been doing this. The Groundhog Day prognostication in Cannery Square. The event was scheduled for today with festivities starting at 6:45. Whew. It took place at 7:11 a.m. when Jimmy the Groundhog revealed whether Wisconsin could expect 6 more weeks of winter or an early spring. Jimmy predicted an early spring. I do not know what to do with myself right now, Calvin. That is new. It's 78th year, and I've lived here in my entire life, and I've never heard anyone so much as mention Sun Prairie Jimmy. Do you think we get Sun Prairie Jimmy on the show?
Maybe. Apparently, yeah. When I looked him up, one of his shining moments for national acclaim was in 2015 when he bit the mayor.
I was going to say, it's got to be something he did. It's not going to be something like, you know, he saved a busload of Girl Scouts or, you know, lifted a car up in an accident. It's like, yeah, I was thinking it was either going to be a bite or some sort of bodily function that happened in the broad daylight of the live crowd. But yeah, that doesn't surprise me at all. But Sun Prairie Jimmy, I'm a little mad at myself, Calvin. I'm mad at myself for not knowing this at all. And now I trust Sun Prairie Jimmy way more than I trust a Pennsylvania groundhog. You know about those Pennsylvania groundhogs. They never bring a dish to pass. They say they're going to leave when they were going to leave, but then they stay for another 2 hours. I'm tired. I want to go to bed. I don't hang out with Pennsylvania groundhogs anymore. Not since college, but we are talking about how do you winterize your life. Also, just finding out about Sun Prairie Jimmy, the Wisconsin groundhog that predicted an early spring as of this morning at 7:11 a.m. for the 78th prognostication in Sun Prairie. I'm now just absolutely, this is all I'm going to think about for the rest of the day. Peter from New London, you have blown my mind and informed me so deeply. I want to know more about this and talk to people because I think that this is as Wisconsinites, what we need to be raising up is the voice of Sun Prairie Jimmy, not some trash groundhog in Pennsylvania. So John in Oshkosh listening to WISS says, I used to cover the AC, but found it made great nesting habitats for rodents. Now I leave it open with no. Okay. All right. I found one thing where you cover it and then you pull at the bottom and it like kind of seals it up. It just keeps it from the elements. Leaves, rain, or not rain, the snow. So, okay, all right, I'll look more into that. Cindy from Appleton is back on the air. Cindy, what say you? How do you winterize your life? And have you heard of Sun Prairie Jimmy?
Oh, heck yeah. They have a 5K run that they do there in Sun Prairie. It was actually, was it yesterday? Yesterday.
Yeah.
That I've done before. I didn't do it yesterday, but I've done it before. But yeah, I'm aware of Jiminy. I like Jimmy better. Anyway. As far as winterizing goes, I'm a fanatic about my cars, and I have 4 of them.
Oh, so well then.
It's not cheap to winterize my cars, but I'm a fanatic about my cars and my furnace, and my furnace is going to have a new blower motor soon here. So those are the two things I'm very up on.
4 cars? Oh, I'm learning so much more about you, Cindy. This is amazing. 4 cars? Okay, we'll have to get into the 4 cars thing later because I'm not a car person, but I'm always fascinated by people who have lots of cars and people who are interested in that. But thank you so much, Cindy, for calling in. Appreciate your time. And I'm getting more and more people here saying, Alicia on the live stream saying, I had been told not to cover the AC unit in the winter. Okay, well, now we're at a whole new point of discussion because there is a whole industry in AC unit covers out there. And I feel like, is it all a sham? Am I being taken by big AC, Calvin? Have I been thwarted by capitalism again to cover my AC unit when I don't need to? Is that what's going on right now?
Very likely, I suppose. Just a quick note on Groundhog's Day. Yeah. I looked it up. There are 77 active groundhog prognosticators, 65 in the United States and 12 in Canada.
I don't even know what to do with myself. What are we doing here? We're not even what? I was always told it was Punxsutawney or nothing. Why do we care about them then? Wisconsin, rise up. Sun Prairie Jimmy for life. That's what I got to say. Really quick, John from Oshkosh also says, don't buy the big AC propaganda. And Peter goes on to say, yeah, I heard this morning Sun Prairie Jimmy is 60% right and Phil is only 40% right. Even better. Learning so much here on Civic Media Mid-Mornings. My name is Greg Bach. When we come back, a handy tip from Greg, and this goes to CBS. Don't go anywhere. Stay tuned and stay close.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Good morning. Welcome back to Mid-Mornings on Civic Media. My name is Greg Bach. I'm your host, your buddy, your pal, your number one supporter, and you're amazing. Thank you so much for giving us your time today. We appreciate it. All of you out there listening, watching, leaving comments. Don't go anywhere after we're done. After the news, we got Tom Hartman from 11 to 2, John and Gordy from 2 to 5, and then Pete Schwaba with Nightlight from 5 until 8. You can always catch up on all those shows by going to civicmedia.us/shows, download episodes, listen to them whenever you would like, subscribe to the shows as a podcast, and just, you know, here's the other request. I'm going to keep doing this. If you can, today, tell one person you know about us, Civic Media, whether it's our show here, Civic Media Mid-Mornings, or Civic Media. We have great talk, great music, great local reporting, keeping you up to speed on everything going on in your community, what's going on in the state, what's going on in the country. And tell one person today about us. We'd love that. I'd appreciate that. That's how you get the word out. Just tell one person today and then maybe tell one person tomorrow. But I'm going to keep asking you. Be great. I appreciate you. Tomorrow, we've got a very packed show ahead. We have got Dr. Kristen Lyerly here in the first hour. We're going to be meeting up about our topics on that. But I think one of the things we'll definitely be talking about is the fact that measles is in Wisconsin. And that is something that had been prevented. It is preventable. And we go from measles. We always have the conversation about vaccines, but we'll be talking about that and other topics with Dr. Kristen Lyerly. And then the No Data Centers in DeForest Group will be here talking about the work they're doing to protect their community from what they believe is unnecessary data centers. We talk about this now on a weekly basis, and we're hearing from all sorts of folks on this. So they will be here in the second hour talking about the work they do in the community, the progress they've made, and how this may be translating to other places in Wisconsin and around the country. But that is in the second hour. Of course, we'll have audio sorbet and then a handy tip from Greg. But don't go anywhere. We'll be back tomorrow. It'll be great. Have a great time. But now it is time for this portion of the program we call a handy tip from Greg. If you ever have a handy tip, if you need a tip, advice, anything like that, send it in to me, Greg.Bach, B-A-C-H, at civicmedia.us, Greg.Bach at civicmedia.us. You can also send us stories where you're like, hey, this person looks like they need some advice, a handy tip. Send that to us as well. You can also send us guest ideas, segment ideas. We want to just hear from you. If you're traveling around the world and you're taking us with you, send us a picture of yourself listening to the Civic Media app in maybe, say, Vienna. We've gotten that before. We'd love to see it again. But right now it is time for the time-honored tradition that is approximately a week and a half old called A Handy Tip from Greg. And this one goes to CBS Evening News. If you're not aware at this point, CBS News has been under massive fire with the hiring of Barry Weiss, who has gone through this much historic news organization and reworked it in a way that is upsetting, concerning, problematic for many people. And they have put this gentleman named Tony Dokupol as their anchor of the nightly news. What I do know from him right now is that the ratings on his evening news show have been tanking. People are unhappy with the reporting. People are unhappy with the overall consensus or the overall mission, quote unquote, of the CBS news. And we're talking about how it's affecting things like 60 Minutes as well. But that all being said, apparently, and this is coming from TVinsider.com, CBS news editor in chief, Barry Weiss, said that she and her team would put a huge emphasis on scoops. And anchor Tony Dokupol, I don't know how to pronounce his last name properly, responded by interviewing his own mother, his own mom he put on the air. Now, you may be saying to yourself, well, then he, like, is she, you know, is she a doctor? Is she a lawyer? Is she a political strategist? Is she a deep thinker? Is she a business owner? All these things. Apparently, he was talking about a study that found that grandparents who care for their grandchildren score better on tests of memory and language and decline more slowly than those who do not. And he decided to have his own mother on to talk about how great it is to raise their grandchildren. Now, I'm not totally against that idea on the whole, but that was his guest. She said, I find that they give me a sense of purpose. They energize me more than drive me down. And I think that's great for her. His mother is, let's see here. It says, he had, Mr. Dokupol has four children, two of with his current wife, who he's married to, Katie Turr, and two with his ex-wife, Danielle Haas. Four grandkids for her to look after, to play with. And I think that's great. If the grandkids give you a sense of purpose and keep you energetic, alive, and, you know, sharp, I think that's great. I wouldn't make this interview the center point of your CBS Evening News story. That's my tip from me to you. Maybe make her the last segment. Let's talk to someone like my mom. It's great. But maybe get an expert on to talk about the cognitive benefits of grandparents playing with their grandkids, or at least having the grandkids in their life. Give it a little more heft, a little oomph, a little more credibility, because right now, CBS News, you are really working to keep that in your pocket. So that's just my handy tip from me to you. Maybe section a show up better, plan it better, talk to your producers, and give us a full-rounded conversation, and don't get yourself so caught up in scoops. And that has been a handy tip from Greg. All right, as always, I love to thank the following people. Calvin, Tucker, Engineering, our traffic department. Without you, nothing works. I'm talking into a microphone that does not operate. I want to say thank you to everyone who watched, listened, commented, texted, called in. Without you, there's no us, and that's serious. We totally and completely appreciate you so, so very much. And yes, don't go anywhere, as we said before, after the show, after us, Tom Hartman, then John and Gordy, then Pete Schwab with Nightlight. But don't go anywhere. Stick close to the Civic Media and Radio Network. We'll be back tomorrow with a jam-packed show. Thank you so much for watching. Do not forget, stay tuned, stay informed, stay close. We'll talk to you. Have a wonderful, wonderful Monday, my friends.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.